Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Don't forget, you have a chance to be a contestant to win a pair of tickets to see the Joe DeMasina concert and to meet Joe DeMasina backstage before the show. Every day, we're going to be getting contestants, and we've got our first one, Toby from Bridgeport. We'll do another one tomorrow, fifth caller. We'll figure out something. And that way, all the names will be put into a big drawing, and then I'll do the drawing. Although I'd like to have somebody else do the drawing. I would feel better if somebody else did the drawing. Maybe we can get Jen or someone else to come in here and do that. That would be great. And then that person would be the big winner. That's why I got to keep listening to Big Willie 105.5. This is where it's happening. This is where all the action is. And thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Speaking of action. Speaking of action. Don't forget Dimitri Graffiti later on this morning. You call in. You follow the rules of engagement. You say or do pretty much anything you want, but do not interact with a host. Do not interact with me at all. The rules of engagement. I have them here. Hold on. I've got them here somewhere. Oh, here they are. Okay. For later on this morning, will not be on the Facebook live stream. Facebook has effectively banned Dimitri Graffiti, but we can do it on the radio side and the app side and all of that. So the rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti, do not have your radio on when you call, because if you do, there's background feedback, and it sounds horrible. Do not wait for a show producer to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local law, and do not, under any circumstance, try to interact with the host. Every once in a while, somebody will call in and go, hello. Hello, is Dimitri there? Hello. Hello, I had a question. Can you play a Madonna song, Johnny? Hello. You know, no, that's not going to work. Dimitri Graffiti, studio phone line, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Make sure you include that in your favorites. Make sure you include that. Dimitri spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Make it one of your favorites so that when you open your phone app, you just hit that and there you are with Dimitri. It's like magic. And Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant, so no matter what kind of ailment you have, you're still free to call in because we care about you. We don't care if you're a quadriplegic. We don't care if you're in the final days of Lou Gehrig's disease. We don't care. If you can call in, even if you have to blink, that's fine. Happy to do that because we adhere to the Americans with Disabilities Act because, well, we love you. All right, Dimitri Graffiti, that's coming up in just a little bit. Joe DeMasina, we've got that. Okay, so I mentioned earlier about Ice Baby and the controversy regarding the latest martyrdom of this woman who tried to run over a fellow American because her fellow American was trying to arrest illegals who were harming other Americans. He defended himself, shot her. Sorry, she's dead, but she's dead. And now the left and the corporate media, these whores for the left, are just, they're just the worst. Thank goodness for Elon Musk. Thank goodness for ex-Twitter. Thank goodness for local talk radio. Thank goodness for the alternative to corporate legacy media, because we get the truth out there. And here's more of it. A lot of those people, protesters, are paid protesters. A lot of them are. There's a post after post on X Twitter, and they identify who they are and where they've been, and there are different pictures of them. This is all theater. And the corporate legacy media is more than happy to play along because they are part of the left. They are part of that sick, dying, pathetic, rotten world. So I got this from X Twitter. Another one of the citizen journalists who spotted and identified and confronted one of these paid protesters. And you're not going to see this in the local media here. You absolutely are not. I'm all you've got. Dimitri's all you've got. Here, let me play this thing here for you. Hold on a second. Here we go.
Right now, I am representing myself, and I am representing the folks at Rise and Resist who have been trained.
Okay, so Rise and Resist.
Marshals
today. How much do they pay you to wear this vest?
Absolutely nothing.
Really? So I did some digging, and the woman trying to stop my interview is named Karen Shaw. She is a professional protester. I found her at almost 100 different protests. Let's look at her portfolio, shall we? Here's her outside Trump Tower saying, TikTok, time's up. Here's her saying, ban guns, not drag. Amazing. This is her telling us that lies have consequences. She is also very passionate about abortion. Even in the video right now, she's just wearing a hat that says abortion on it. Sometimes she gets less creative though and just holds a sign that says enough. Now here I found her working with a different professional protester that I've exposed. This is Stuart Waldman. He was there when they raised the Palestinian flag over City Hall in Rhode Island.
Everyone knows you.
Everyone knows me?
You are. They know what you do.
I know what you do as well, Stuart Waldman. You are on the board of riseandresist.org, the company that is paying people like Karen for a second job as a professional protester. And the donation link to give you money is just Act Blue, which is the fundraising platform for the Democrat Party. That's who you are, Stuart Waldman. Now back to Karen. I found her with another professional protester that I've exposed. This was back at the Tesla protest. This is just a few photos of this other professional protest.
And it goes on and on and on and on. That's all this is. You're just being played. The useless corporate media is more than happy to play along, pretend, oh, this is spontaneous. This is just, you know, grassroots. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's all rigged. Everything is all rigged. You should know that by now. Everything is all rigged. Got another one here for you. I want to share this. This is your worst suspicions about the plandemic are true. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. confirming again our worst suspicions. Here we go.
The top organization that had managed Warp Speed was not HHS, which is a public health agency. It wasn't CDC or NIH or FDA. It was the NSA, a spy agency. That was the top agency, the lead agency on Operation Warp Speed and the pandemic. And the second agency was the Pentagon. As it turns out, the vaccines were developed not by Moderna and Pfizer. They were developed by NIH. They're their own. The patents are owned 50% by NIH, nor were they manufactured by Pfizer or by Moderna. They were manufactured by military contractors. And basically, Pfizer and Moderna were paid to put their stamps on those vaccines as if they came from the pharmaceutical industry.
Let's look at your thoughts on Operation Warp Speed there, ma'am.
It's not Warp Speed. It's been happening since June 10th, 1980, when I walked in that military installation called Fort Detrick. They just turned the sign around with then President Richard Nixon. Oh, we're just going to cure cancer. No, we always just turn the sign around on the bioweapons lab. They made it a historic landmark right there at Fort Detrick, where they had the gas chamber for the end, where we had the beautiful, they put the plaque up there when we built the new lab. It's all in plague of corruption. It's not Warp Speed. All of those people are protecting themselves because the government, and they played the game. I don't care whether it's Deborah Birx or Robert Redfield. They injected the military with HIV in the 90s, and they know it. HIV PNL43, I know the plasmid. I know the exact one. I know the people they injected it in, and that's the data we have in our freezer.
The reports, I mean, at this stage, I don't doubt anything. Doesn't mean that it's true, but I don't automatically doubt anything. There was a time before the pandemic where I thought that anyone who was offering any sort of a conspiracy was somebody who probably was wearing a tinfoil hat. And all these different conspiracy theorists out there and all their crazy conspiracies and, you know, vaccines this and UFOs that and bioweapons this, that, and the other. The pandemic really opened my eyes. It really helped me see just how corrupt virtually every element of our government is. It was mind-boggling to me. It still is mind-boggling to me that the power that the feds have, it doesn't matter which party, it is the deep state, it is the uniparty. The power that they have, the things that they do to us, are almost beyond comprehension. It's almost as if we're living in the Matrix, except we took the red pill. Or is that the blue pill? I always get those pills confused. Which is the reality pill? Whatever that one was, that's what I took. I understand the reality. Hold on, maybe Siri can help me. Hey, Siri, is it the red pill or the blue pill that's reality in the Matrix? Hold on. The red pill represents reality while the blue pill represents a return to blissful ignorance. Okay, so taking the red pill. You listen to this show. This is like, just created some static here. This is the red pill. I'm your audio. That's it. Yes, yes. I'm your audio red pill. Thank you. I like that. And so I'm giving you what the reality is. Backing it up with audio clips, people, important people saying, yeah, this is exactly what's happening. The corporate media, the useless legacy media, gone. It's just nobody believes them anymore. 7 and 9 locally, the newspapers, it's all just dead. They're the walking dead is what they are. Nobody believes them. Nobody likes them. That's just what they are. I really don't know what to believe anymore. I cannot tell you how many times I've said that since the pandemic, during the whole thing. I was one of the first to be warning you about Dr. Fauci and about the scam, the coming scam. And I'll tell you what it was. I was doing this show on our station in Weirton. I remember this very, very clearly. It was a weekend show. And this was just at the beginning where they were talking about coronavirus and wet markets and bats and all the lies. All of us in the media, it's the first time this has ever happened to me, all of us in the media, including me, received letters that essentially said that because we're members of the media, we have the right to drive around to cover news stories. And we had to present this letter to any authority who would try to stop us. And this letter was good for a couple of months. Right there, that was a huge, huge red flag. Scared the hell out of me. And I thought to myself, what is going on here? And again, it was for a couple of months. Now, the media stories were that, well, we just have to flatten the curve. It'll take a couple of weeks, just a few weeks to flatten the curve. That was the phrase, flatten the curve. But I had a document that said at least 2 months. And I brought that up on the air. And I said, something ain't right here. And right about that time, I swear to you, I'm not making this up. Right about that time, the views that I was getting on my Facebook live stream went from thousands down to a few hundred, almost like that. Now, I remember having a conversation with Mr. Deep Pocket saying something just happened. I don't know what. We didn't realize how monstrous all of this was, but something happened almost overnight from the Saturday show to the Sunday show. It went from thousands of views down to a few hundred. It was the same damn show. But when I made that revelation, I shared that information with people about, hey, that's not what my special media pass is saying. It's not a couple of weeks, flatten the curve. This thing, months. Then I started digging. And it wasn't hard to find that Anthony Fauci was a barefaced liar. His own words. One interview, he says black. The other interview, he says white. Dr. Burks, the same way. The lady with the big scarves. Same thing. CDC, the same thing. Stanford studies saying that the stuff regarding coronavirus, back then it was coronavirus, was not actually not true. I'm giving all this information. I was banned on YouTube. That's why you don't have me, you don't see me on YouTube. I've already been knocked off twice. They say you're knocked off a third time. That's it. You're never going to come back on. You'll never have an account. So I said, fine, screw you, YouTube. I was one of the first. And I was one of the first who was shadow banned with Facebook, and deplatformed with YouTube. And that's what started with that letter that did not add up to what they were telling us about how long it was going to take. Oh, it's going to flatten the curve. It's a couple of weeks. That's all. At the time, I did not realize that we were looking at the tip of the iceberg of this monstrosity, this pandemic. But I was one of the first on the Weirton station on 1430, and actually, I was also carried 106.3 The River at the time. That's right. Letting people know something does not add up here. In fact, nothing added up here. And I really paid a price with social media and Twitter. A lot of us did. But I kept pushing. I kept talking. I never took the goddamn vaccine. Those people need to rot in hell for what they did to us. They need to rot in hell. They really do. Anthony Fauci, starting with him. But yeah, that was my experience with this.